This summer, we're examining what happens when gas companies impact local communities in Ohio. In the latest story in our series, Who's Listening?, the Allegheny Friends' Julie Grant looks at what happened when the sewage treatment plant in Warren, near Youngstown, made a deal to accept fracking waste. Despite violating its discharge permit, Ohio regulators didn't step in until a private citizen and her attorney took matters into their own hands.
10 years ago, the fracking industry was already booming in Pennsylvania. But in Ohio, people were just starting to hear about it. Many were excited that it would help eastern Ohio's struggling rural economy. But Leatra Harper worried that the trade-off would be their health and the environment. Harper says her grandfather had died from black lung, and his father had worked to unionize coal miners. She started a group, the Freshwater Accountability Project, to protect Ohio waters from the next energy industry, natural gas.
I don't know if this is in my DNA, but I was just brought up that right is right and wrong is wrong. And if there's something that you can do, well, that's on you.
Each fracked well uses millions of gallons of water mixed with sand and chemicals. More than half of this brine water flows back to the surface as waste. Harper heard that a company called Patriot Water Treatment had started working with the city of Warren in eastern Ohio to start sending frack waste through their sewage treatment plant.
And this is what I always say, my trip down the rabbit hole with the fracking industry.
It started with Tom Angelo, who at the time was director of Warren's sewage plant.
Fracking was something that was of great interest. It had a lot of promise to it.
Angelo says by 2009, the local economy had tanked in the recession. Warren had lost millions in tax revenue, and even worse, it lost jobs for its residents.
I was looking at the fact that General Motors had shut down, Thomas Steel had shut down, RG Steel had shut down, Mitel Steel had shut down.
So Patriot's proposal to Warren came at a good time. Angelo says it promised $1 million a year in revenue.
So when you're looking at a $2.5 million deficit, you have choices.
The city chose to sign an agreement with Patriot. The company's president declined an interview. Angelo says Patriot would treat the frack waste, most of it from Pennsylvania and West Virginia, to remove heavy metals and other things before sending it to the city sewage plant. From there, it would flow to the Mahoning River. It wasn't long after this when pollutants found in fracking wastewater and linked with cancers and birth defects were found in Pennsylvania's waterways. The state's Department of Environmental Protection requested that drillers voluntarily stop sending wastewater to public sewage plants in Pennsylvania. Leatra Harper, who had started the Freshwater Group, wanted Warren, Ohio to follow their lead.
We took it upon ourselves to appeal directly to Tom Angelo, giving him our concerns along with some studies from the Ohio Department of Health showing high levels of radioactivity and other things that were completely ignored.
But at the state level, the Ohio EPA tried to take action. Environmental attorney Megan Hunter, who was working with Harper, says that as 2012 approached, Warren's treatment plant needed a new permit to discharge waste into the river. And the state agency had a surprise for the city in its renewal permit.
And Ohio EPA sticks a clause in there saying you can't accept oil and gas waste to the facility. That was Ohio EPA's backhanded way of saying no to Patriot.
Tom Angelo, then director of Warren's sewage plant, was mad. He says Patriot had built a $3.5 million facility based on previous approvals by the agency.
A government is not in the business of putting business out of business. A government is in business to promote it.
The Ohio EPA declined to comment for this story. Warren and Patriot sued the state. Documents from the case show that it was ambiguous whether the Ohio EPA or the Ohio Department of Natural Resources had responsibility to regulate the flow of frack waste through a public sewage plant. Patriot and the city prevailed in that case.
We won.
Warren's sewage plant was able to accept treated frack waste. Meanwhile, Hunter and Freshwater Accountability Project kept watch. Between 2014 and 2016, they saw violations. Patriot exceeded the pollution limits in its agreement with the city for things like zinc, ammonia, and in one case, 68 times the limit of total dissolved solids, which includes salts known to come from frack waste.
So you just, you know, go through years and years of evidence, and you're seeing all of these violations.
By this time, Tom Angelo had retired from the city and started consulting for Patriot. The environmental advocates, meanwhile, found emails from the new director of Warren's sewage treatment plants outlining the impact of Patriot's pollution violations to city leaders.
He laid out in those emails that that waste from Patriot was so high in TDS, so high in salts, that it was harming their ability to process their own waste.
But the city continued to allow Patriot's waste to flow through the sewage plant. Hunter says the government wasn't reacting, even though Patriot was clearly violating its permits.
And a violation of a term of a discharge permit is a violation of the Clean Water Act. And that means a citizen can access what's called the citizen supervision of the Clean Water Act. And they can file what's called a notice of intent to sue, and that's what we did.
Freshwater's lawsuit was filed in 2017, and within a month, Warren stopped accepting frack waste from Patriot. The city settled out of court with the Freshwater Accountability Project earlier this year. We reached out to the mayor, who did not return our calls. The city services director declined to comment. But Leatra Harper with Freshwater Accountability has been vilified as a radical environmentalist who costs the city money. Harper says she put her group's finances on the line for the public. Frack waste was harming the city's own treatment plant and potentially the drinking water for thousands of people downstream. And no one, not the city, not Ohio regulators, was stopping the industry until her lawsuit.
Kind of as a last resort, of course, when all reason fails. But it's very, very expensive. And sometimes it's hard to find people to really stand up to that industry because it's so huge and they have all the money and we don't.
But now the U.S. EPA is shutting down this whole question. As of August 29th this year, the federal regulator is prohibiting public sewage plants across the country from accepting frack wastewater. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
Our series about fracking in Ohio is supported by the Fund for Investigative Journalism and the Sear Sweatland Family Foundation. For all of the stories in the series, go to AlleghenyFront.org/who's listening.